Denise Lane is with the Sierra Club, Inc. She said that one purpose of the lawsuit was to have the development permit pulled until a better environmental study can be done.
We're asking the court to remand the permit that the Army Corps and Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, issued to the developers to have it studied properly. There has never been an environmental impact statement done. There was only a study done on it. And there are two different types of thing. One is the short version review of the environment, and the other is the longer, more intense. And we are demanding the more intense. They never did.
Another part of the lawsuit asks that environmental destruction of wetlands be avoided rather than mitigated, according to Lane.
The other thing we're demanding is they look at the wetlands and the wildlife, and they avoid the water wetlands. I mean, we don't want mitigation. We want avoidance, and we want all of the impacts minimized. Again, that has been in the Army Corps' purview from the beginning. They have had the power to do this since day one, and they have chosen to ignore us. So Sierra Club and other plaintiffs have joined together to stop them from not upholding the law.
Lane said that a lot of land has already been cleared for the Cypress Creek Town Center development, though construction has not yet happened.
Most of the 550-acre site has already been cleared. Not only did they destroy the wetlands that they were allowed to, they've gone above and beyond that. The silt, they never put up the proper screening or buffers along the creek. Now imagine, just scrape everything clean right up to the creek edge, both sides, and nothing protecting the river. Let it rain. Where do you think all that silt and all that muck and all that runoff from all the scraping of the land is going? Directly in the creek.
Lane is concerned that with all the violations that have already occurred, they could become worse once construction begins.
Not only was our worst fears about the permit being wrong to begin with, not upholding the federal law, they've actually violated. The developers have the permit we're saying is not right to begin with, just clearing the land. Can you imagine what they're going to do once they start pouring concrete?
Lane explained what would happen if the environmental groups win the lawsuit.
Have the permit revoked, reviewed correctly, the proper environmental assessments need to be done. We are going to minimize impacts, and we're going to avoid. Avoidance has been our number one request for years now. There is enough property there where you do not need to pour 350 acres of concrete out of the 550. Most of that's parking area.
That was Denise Lane of the Sierra Club, Inc., speaking with WMNF this afternoon. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.